Chapter 5. Oops, we did it again.
You're supposed to fall asleep!
Lottie shouts at the princess. She jumps off her bench and stomps her foot against the hard floor, looking very annoyed. Jonah and I exchange a glance. I don't know what to do. Should I speak up or stay hidden behind the bed?
I don't understand either, Sleeping Beauty says, rubbing her forehead. Since the day I turned 15, I've been searching everywhere for a spindle. Everywhere. Behind chairs, in closets, under stairs. Now I finally find one. I prick my finger on it, and I don't fall asleep. How is that possible? I'm supposed to fall asleep for 100 years and be woken up by my prince in the future.
She shoves her finger back at the spindle and pricks herself again.
Why isn't this working?
I thought she was the clueless princess who wandered into the attic and touched the spindle by accident.
Hi, I finally say, rising from my hiding place. Don't be alarmed. We're just two kids who happen to be in our pajamas. We're confused about what's happening here. You know about the curse?
Of course I know about the curse, she hollers.
She's clearly too upset to be curious about who we are.
My parents are obsessed with the curse. They've been warning me about spindles for years. Don't go near them. Don't touch them. Be careful. If you prick your finger, you're going to fall asleep for 100 years, blah, blah, blah. They won't stop talking about the dangers of spindles.
I shake my head in disbelief. Then why did you touch one? The princess's face turns even pinker.
Because it's my destiny. Because living 100 years from now will be amazing. I bet in 100 years you won't have to climb 1,000 stairs to get to an attic. You'll just get inside a small box, press a button, and be pulled to the top.
You mean an elevator, Jonah says, standing up too.
The princess frowns.
I don't know what that is, and I don't understand who you two are, or you, she says, motioning with her pricked finger to Lottie. But I do know that a prince is supposed to wake me, and that would just be the beginning. My life was going to be perfect.
She closes her eyes and wears a pained expression. What could be wrong with your life now? I wonder aloud. You're a princess.
A cursed princess, Jonah adds.
Still, I say, there are way worse curses. Then I glance back at Sleeping Beauty. But you are right. Your prince was going to wake you, and you were going to get married and live happily ever after. She frowns at me.
How do you know? She asks. Are you from the future?
Kind of, I say. Where I live, we know your whole story from beginning to end. Lottie nervously bites her thumbnail.
I can't believe it didn't work, she mutters. My mother is going to freak.
Huh? Who's your mother?
Carlotta, she replies. The 13th fairy.
Sleeping Beauty gasps.
The 13th fairy?
What? Lottie's mother is the 13th fairy? I guess she isn't the villain herself, but daughter of a villain is close enough.
Yes, Lottie says. I'm Carlotta the Second, Lottie.
But you're so old. How old is your mother? Jonah asks. 100?
No, Lottie titters and nibbles her pinky nail. She's 70. Since her retirement, I've taken over her wand and all her fairy responsibilities, including you.
She nods toward Sleeping Beauty. This is terrible. Absolutely awful. I have to tell my mother what happened at once. She's going to be very upset.
With a poof of sparkle, Lottie disappears.
Wait!
Sleeping Beauty calls out, but it's too late.
Now what? Why didn't the spell work?
I look at Robin, and then back at Sleeping Beauty. Robin is asleep. Sleeping Beauty is awake. I clear my throat.
I'm sorry, but I think my friend Robin accidentally used up your spell.
Who?
Sleeping Beauty asks, but then she notices Robin lying on the bed with her eyes shut.
Is that Robin? Why is she sleeping? Who is she? And who are you people? Can someone explain what's happening?
I'm Abby, I say, standing up straight, and this is my little brother, Jonah. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hey there, Jonah says. Is your real name Sleeping Beauty?
No, she says. She sits down on the bench and slumps. It's Princess Brianna. Jonah nods.
Can I call you Bree?
Sure, Brianna says. I like it. It sounds almost like a cheese, I say. A delicious fancy cheese, but still a cheese.
Like a name from the future, she finishes, brightening. Brianna is such an old-fashioned name, and I'm all about the future.
Maybe you should try the spindle thing again, Jonah says.
Princess Brianna pokes her pinky against the needle and winces.
This finger is a lot more sensitive than the other one, and it still didn't work.
She glares at Robin.
Did that girl really use up my spell?
Seems that way, I say sheepishly. Her shoulders sag.
Does that mean she's going to marry my prince, too?
No, I say. No way. She can't stay asleep for 100 years. She needs to wake up. Soon. We need to get home. Her mother is picking her up at 10. I glance down at my watch. Then I realize I am not wearing it. Arr! I took it off before bed. I was not expecting to go kingdom hopping tonight.
Never mind. What time is it here? I ask.
It's just after lunch, Bree says. Around 12:45. Time back home is always slower than time in fairy tale kingdoms. When we were in the Kingdom of Mustard, every hour at home was a day in fairy tale land. Maybe 100 years here isn't long at all. Maybe a year here is only a day at home.
Or maybe a year here is only a minute at home. So 100 years will pass in 100 minutes. That's less than 2 hours.
If only we knew what time it is back home, I sigh. I gaze out the skylight and into the clouds. It's getting gray out there.
It's 12:45 back home, Jonah says.
I look down at him. How do you know that? He waves his electronic game in front of me.
This tells the time.
Wait, you've had that with you all along? He nods.
It was in my pajama pants, between my tummy and the elastic band.
I grab the game and see that it does indeed tell the time. 12:47, to be exact. You're lucky you didn't lose it. He snorts.
You're lucky I know what time it is.
I shove the game back at him. If it's 12:47 during the day here, and 12:47 in the middle of the night there, then even though there is a 12-hour time difference, time is passing at the same speed here as it is back home.
So 100 years here is 100 years there, Jonah says.
My stomach sinks.
What are we going to do?
I turn to Robin and shake her by the arm.
Wake up, Robin! Wake up!
Instead of waking up, she lets out a tiny snore. What now?